Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Today we're talking about poor mother-daughter relationships. If you are a woman, you are a daughter. Your first relationship with a woman was established in your mother's womb. In order to go from fetus to infant, nourishment is necessary. As human beings, when we are nourished emotionally, that means somebody makes a huge deposit of love into us. The absence of nourishment and love can lead to relationship issues with others. Sometimes, women who have poor relationships with their mother struggle with building healthy relationships with others. Can we move forward from poor mother-daughter relationships? To help us unpack this topic, we have very special guest, Kalina Brown. She is a licensed professional counselor in the state of Georgia. She is the founder and CEO of Realizing What Matters, a behavioral health supportive services company. Over the past 36 years, Kalina has served in many roles that include independent mental health consultant and cognitive behavioral therapist. Kalina has supported numerous clients in developing healthier methods of processing information. She has organized and carried out projects for family reconstruction as it relates to homelessness, grief, and family violence. Kalina is also an internationally certified parent educator. Please help me to welcome our very special guest, Kalina Brown.
Thank you so much, Kim. I am excited being here with you, and I am open and supportive of everything that you do in the community.
Oh, thank you so much, Kalina. I appreciate that. Kalina and I go way back. I've known her for a long time. She's been a mentor to me. She still is. And she's also been a personal trainer to me. But she has, and she still does mean a lot to me. So, Kalina, let's just get right to it. Now, how do you define poor mother-daughter relationships?
Well, excuse me, in thinking about the relationship between a mother and a daughter, I would say they are unhealthy. The unhealthiness of the relationship, I believe, starts with the mother. And first of all, let me say this is most likely on an unconscious level, because depending upon what's going on in the mother's life when she is carrying this child, that's emotionally, physically, what's going on financially, and it even goes as deep as her nutrition. Because when the mother is dealing with an unhealthy situation, I believe a lot of that's transferred to the child. So that would be my first place to begin to look at what was really going on while this mother is carrying her child.
I think that's interesting. I want to kind of go into that a little bit. You said it depends. It depends on what's going on with the mother emotionally, physically, financially, and whatever is going on can be transferred to the child. And I think that's really huge to kind of go into that a little bit, because I really want for the mothers who already have children and for the mothers to be to understand how important it is to keep your environment, to keep yourself as healthy as possible when you are responsible for a life. Let's talk about that transference process. When you say transferred, what exactly are you saying can be transferred?
Well, again, it goes back to your beliefs. As a cognitive behavioral therapist, what I understand is that a lot of what's going on with us as humans is not necessarily conscious. So let me be clear to say that a lot of mothers aren't conscious of the relationship with that child. When you talk about all the possible energies, all the possible emotions in the child's developmental years, that connection for me is very real. So depending upon how unstable that mother is in her environment, she could, on an unconscious level, put it into the child's existence, i.e., even once the child is born, depending upon how that relationship was going on, what then happens with that child and mother's relationship. So, again, there's the understanding of the physical connection, the emotional connection, and the unrealistic understanding of the mother being aware of all that's going on. So this will bring some level of awareness.
Okay. So let me just kind of go into the emotional piece a little bit. So if a woman during her pregnancy, if she spent a lot of time feeling depressed, feeling sad, feeling angry, once a child, say we're dealing with a 5 or 6 year old, and they are in kindergarten by this point, and they are having issues in the classroom setting, you know, snatching crayons from others, starting fights, being aggressive, can we say there's a possibility, because the mother, during her pregnancy, she experienced a lot of depression, anger, that impacted the child, and it had manifested itself to what is going on with that 6-year-old in their kindergarten class?
Okay. For me, if I'm looking at that situation, I would definitely want to have a opportunity to do a psychosocial assessment of that child's life, dealing with the mom and everything in that child's world. What I would also want to understand is that once the child is born, because there are certain levels and stages, I believe, in this transference. I think while the child's in the womb, it's more of an emotional piece that's transferred. It's more of what that connection is happening with that mother and the child. Because if it's a very unstable environment that the mother is living in, depending upon the relationship between the mother and the child's father, all of these relationships that the mother is having while she's carrying the child, I believe, does impact the development of the child, because then the mother is not as healthy as she can be. And I think we all will agree, to the degree by which the mother is healthy while she's carrying the child, then that child is then presented to the world with a lot of what that mother is giving it. Now, the next thing that happens is, I believe that once the child is born, and depending upon the mother's health at that time, has even a more greater impact on where and how that child is now developing. Because think about it. If a child is born to a mother who has had a very unhealthy relationship with that child's father, without her even understanding it, some of that can be transferred to the child without her realizing it. And in my career, I have come across that often. And please don't let that child look physically like their father. So these are all the things. And for me, anger is pain turned inside out. So when I see an angry child, I first begin to wonder what unresolved pain is that child dealing with. And then when I'm meeting the mother, and in sometimes the father too, what I work to help them understand that what we are seeing is some level of unresolved pain. And in our community, sadly enough, with the high percentage of single mothers, she oftentimes is dealing with several levels of pain, which directly and most time indirectly impacts her relationship with her child.
Yes, okay. Now, this is the counselor coming out in Kalina, because let me give you a little nugget first, listeners. First, she said she would need to do a psychosocial assessment, okay? And that's a wonderful thing, because before anybody can diagnose you with anything, assessment is necessary. I don't even care if you're taking your car to the shop. You can't tell me that my transmission needs to be changed if you haven't done an assessment. But I think that's fantastic. So, anger. You said anger is pain turned inside out. And
yes.
Mother may not even know she's dealing with pain. She may not even know that she's angry. I want to go inside that a little bit because I think that's very important. Because if you just glance at your child, and if you had a poor relationship with the child's father, and just looking at the child causes you some type of anger, that's a huge thing because your face isn't going to change. How do we move past that? How do we even get to the point of, you know, because I've had conversations with mothers and I say, well, you know, it's not the child's fault that she or he looks like their father, and it certainly isn't their fault that the person has decided not to pay child support. And I understand those issues make you angry. But how can we get to, how can we push that aside and deal with, well, how can we love the child more? How do we do that?
Well, again, let me commend you, Kim, because I think the first answer to that is to become aware. And podcasts, programs, presentations such as this one is a vehicle by which people can become informed, because you aren't able to deal with anything until you first become aware of it. And however that awareness happens is the initial step. My name of my company is Realizing What Matters, because once we're able to realize what really matters in our lives is the door in which we can walk through to begin to put some level of a treatment plan and get that resolution that we're looking for. So that is the answer. Become aware. I've worked with families for close to 40 years now, and what I understand is in 98% of the cases, the issues are issues because no one's aware of the root causes, which without having that awareness, you can't begin to work on it. And then if we talk about generation to generation, you pass on that lack of awareness. And sadly enough, the longer it goes through a family, we've witnessed, I know I have, the more severe the issues become. So let's bring awareness to the community to have them begin to understand that dysfunction is not the only level that we can live in, that there is an answer, there's a method to the madness. We have a treatment plan for that.
There is an answer. There is a method to the madness. So, Kalina, now I have met mother and daughters. Their language have completely, just the way they communicate with one another, calling each other whores and bees, and it's like, well, how did we leave this space of hello daughter to addressing them in such a hostile and hateful way? I mean, and if that has been the language for so long, and once we become aware of it, okay, how do we step into that treatment, you know, for the people who will not walk into a counselor's office, for the people who will not sit down for family counseling? Once we become aware, what can we do, like, today for somebody that's struggling with a toxic mother-daughter relationship?
My first advice would be to, for that individual that's listening to this podcast, would be to recognize that I need to work on me, because the most important relationship is the relationship you have with yourself. Mm. And once you begin that journey of introspective work, beginning to understand that in all our lives, we were the child in our development. And it's a work that, I agree with you, Kim, is very difficult if someone is not at the place where they're willing to go and seek help. So if it's not a therapist's office, if it's not going to a professional, I would love it if they could at least hear some of what we're talking about today and begin to ponder on it. Because you have to first begin this work and then maybe tune in the next time and get another little nugget, and then tune in the next time and get another little nugget. Because I don't believe professionally that without that level of awareness that we'll ever begin to heal. Because healing has to happen, I believe, on a conscious level. You have to first be conscious of the fact that there's a need to begin this work. I oftentimes say that a lot of people don't know that they don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You just gave us a second nugget. You said the most important relationship is with the self, with yourself. I love that. And I cannot stress that enough, because we spend a lot of time thinking about what others have done to us, what they are not doing for us. And when we stop and think about what is in our control, what we can do to make things better, that starts with the relationship with us. Now, let's talk about the relationship with self a little bit. I want to go into that. What does it mean to have a healthy relationship with yourself? What does that look like?
Well, it goes back to the same thing that I've been saying. You first have to become aware that the relationship that you have with yourself, this is something else that I say. In our original orientation, we are all children first. I have never met someone who is not first a baby.
Uh-huh.
And in that's you know, the common denominator all across the world. We all came here as a baby. So we first begin to understand that individually. Just imagine yourself as that baby. And then begin to look at what that baby is experiencing. For some of us, we can't go back past 10 years. Some people go 5 years. Some can go back to 2 years. So wherever your memory takes you, then the next step is be able to at least say, I can't go back that far. However, I'm clear that I was much younger, and I don't remember what was going on when I was 6 months or when I was two. However, I'm able to say, based on what I do remember, I can suppose that it was as dysfunctional, it was as unstable, there was a lot of chaos going on. So now you're beginning to understand what that child was experiencing. And this is a very key word for me, conditioning. Conditioning is conditioning is conditioning. So what was conditioned into that child, the pain, the detachment, the emotional unavailability, the lack of physical interaction, the lack of nourishment, all these, everything that goes into creating who we are in our developmental stages. So now you're doing introspective work. You're beginning to look at yourself. You're beginning to understand what happened, what didn't happen, and now you're saying, okay, as the child, I'm not responsible, because you're not. However, because it actually happened, I was impacted by it, and what it has given me has been very unhealthy and maladaptive. This is why this is not happening in my life. That can't happen in my life. I'm not connecting. My relationships aren't really healthy because I was not given the tools by which to create this healthy relationship. So what I need to do now is to relearn the tools that will give me the ability to build a healthy relationship first with myself. And if I had to pick the number one skill that you use would be forgiveness. You've got to begin to forgive yourself for those things you have felt shame, blame, guilt, and judgment about in your life.
Yes. That's the third nugget. Relearn. Learn the tools. And forgiveness is very important. I so agree with that. I mean, because forgiveness is for you, it's for the person. So this is what our amazing Kalina Brown has given us today. Number one, the first step is to become aware. You cannot change anything if you are not aware of it, if you do not acknowledge it and own it. Number two, she said, the most important relationship is the relationship with yourself. We have to do our work. And number three, we have to learn the tools that's going to take us to the next chapter, the next phase. And part of that is forgiveness. And, you know, Kalina, I love the quote that says, everything under the sun has a purpose. You know, I've heard people say, you know, my mother never did this for me. She didn't do that for me. You know, Kalina, I go back to that very first step when birth was given. You know, when you came out, at the end of the day, I say a special thank you for that because I get to celebrate you as a human being because you came out on the other side. So she may, I personally feel sometimes even when people know better, they think they know better, and they still choose not to do better, they don't know better because they didn't choose the better. So that tells me that it's balance, you know? And so, Kalina, do you have any final thoughts?
Well, the final thought would be to encourage everyone and be able to have them realize that a healthy, productive, peaceful life is within their grasp. That relationship with self, the relationship with your mother, and all those in your inner circle, it is possible.
Yes. Thank you so much, Kalina. Where can people find out more about you and connect with you?
Well, I think the easiest way is to go to my website, which is www.rwmservices.com. My 800 number, 1-888-686-5010.
All right. Kalina, I always enjoy listening to your perspective. Thank you for joining me today. It's been a blast. Keep up with me at www.kwspeaks.com.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.